This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 1. The Ten Commandments. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigners residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Matthew 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. A stop sign on a nearby street corner is visible from our front yard. I often notice how people observe this traffic regulation. Some drivers come to a full stop before crossing the intersection. Many others merely slow down before rolling on through it. Some drivers don't slow down at all. If we're honest, most of us will admit that we don't always agree with or even obey some laws. Some laws make perfect sense to us, and we readily obey them. But we might ignore other laws, like when we drive up to a stop sign that can seem unnecessary or inconvenient. But what about God's laws? The Old Testament is filled with laws, rules, and regulations. Lots of dietary and ceremonial rules that applied to God's people before Jesus came are obsolete today. Jesus fulfilled those when he died to pay for our sin once for all, Hebrews 9 and 10, and then rose from the grave to give us new life. But the Ten Commandments are not optional. Jesus summarized those when he taught about loving God and loving our neighbors, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. The Ten Commandments tell us how we are to live in response to God and with the people around us. This month, as we reflect on the Ten Commandments, we will see how relevant they are for our everyday lives. Pray with me. Father God, only in loving and obeying you, as we have learned through Jesus, can we find peace, joy, and new life. Help us to live for you and share your love and good news with neighbors everywhere. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.